It was in 1973 in the USA, and eight mums got together, six mums who were young mums with children under the age of five, and two older mums, that they wanted to pick their brains about what to do with these children. And and so they got together for morning tea. Somebody brought something to eat. They had their children looked after so that they could have an intelligent conversation. And so for 2 hours, they talked with these older women about how to look after their children. And out of that morning tea time, they realised that mums of preschoolers, this is mums with babies from 0 to 5 years, have distinct needs. And they passed around a basket, put some money in it to look up, to pay for the childminders, and then they ended their morning with a short devotional as they decided that they really did need God in their lives to parent well. It was this humble beginning that sowed the seeds of MOPS ministry. MOPS, short for Mothers of Preschoolers, Not for Washing Your Floors. And they realised that there were many, many mums in their area that had the same needs. And so the MOPS ministry began, and it began to grow. And right from that early beginning, these mums were so excited about what they had discovered that they started to tell their friends. And then they started to go to their friends' churches. And so, as the other side of MOPS, this leadership of mums developed. It was in 1990 that the first MOPS Group Australia started, and that was started in Melbourne at Clayton Churches of Christ. And in 1992, the second MOPS group started, and that was at Tuggeranong Presbyterian Church in Canberra, and the leader of that group there was a lady by the name of Julie Prattis. And in fact, in 1997, Julie was appointed the Australia Area Coordinator of MOPS Australia. By this stage, there were five MOPS groups in Australia, and by 1998, those numbers of groups had grown to 16. Julie had attended a MOPS meeting in America, and she was given permission to start forming, intentionally forming MOPS Australia. It was at around about that time that I found myself in the living room of Julie Prattis. It was a lovely afternoon, and we were having afternoon tea together, and she had her best china out, and we were sipping tea from our lovely English bone china cups. Julie was asking me a lot of questions. "Helen, tell me about your background." "Well, I'm a child health nurse, and I've worked in this capacity for a number of years. But why do you work in child health?" "Well, I have a love for mums and babies, and I believe that started when my young sister was born, and I went and pulled off all the covers of the cots in the nursery to find out which was my sister." But as this afternoon wore on, I said, "Julie, I'm not quite sure why you've asked me to come for afternoon tea. It's very lovely and I'm enjoying it, but why? She's a teacher, I'm a nurse. What is going on?" And she said, "I've been asked to form a national board for MOPS Australia." And I said, "What is MOPS Australia?" And I had not heard of the Ministry of MOPS. And so she shared with me that afternoon about her passion for working with mothers and young children, and giving the mums the opportunity of sharing with others. And by the end of that afternoon, God had lit a flame in my heart to join the MOPS ministry and to be involved in nurturing and caring for mums, helping them develop in their own right as a mum, but as a leader in their home and in their community. And that flame is there to this day. And so MOPS started to grow, and I did join the national board and was part of that for 6 years. And then in the year 2000, Julie was actually appointed as the national director, and we had our MOPS board up and running. And at that time, Roger and I moved to here in Brisbane at Southside. And I looked at our little church of 40 people, and Catherine was our youngest child at that stage, and she was 13. And I started to pray, God, I really, really want to start a MOPS group, but I don't have any mums and I don't have any children. You've got to do something. And so I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And about 4.5 years later, I remember having a conversation with one of our young mums, Jenny Takada. We were standing outside church, and she said, Helen, can I talk to you? Sure, Jen, what's the problem? Not a problem, she said, but now we have Hannah, and I know many, many young mums in my area, and I'd like to start a playgroup. Would you help me start a playgroup? I said, no. She looked at me and her face dropped. She said, but why not? We could do such good things. I said, no, Jenny, we're not starting a playgroup, but if you're interested, I'll tell you about MOPS. And so I did. And so in 2005, here at Southside, we started our first MOPS group. And in the end of this month, next week, we have our birthday celebration of 5 years of ministry in MOPS. Now, with MOPS, we also have a theme. As Joe said, we also have a theme each year. And so I'll just get Ken to put up some of those themes for you so you can see that this isn't just a girls' club. This is an intentional opportunity of sharing with our mums. And the purpose of MOPS, let me just reiterate, it's slightly different to what is up there. We've changed it a little bit. And our purpose of MOPS is to encourage, equip, develop every mother of preschoolers to realise her potential as a woman, a mother, and a leader in the name of Jesus Christ. And so through friendship, through teaching, through our MOPS mornings, our aim and our desire is that our mums grow and develop and reach the potential for which Jesus has made them. And so our themes have been, and we'll go through these fairly quickly, what every child needs. When husband and wife become mum and dad, what Joe was explaining before, each mum is a gift and each child is a gift. Freely you have received, freely give. You shall know the truth and the truth will set you free, being real mums and not having to put our masks on, but take them off and be real with each other and real with God. Planted for life, get growing, is another wonderful opportunity to grow and work towards seeing our dreams being realised. Then we had naked fruit. What every mum needs is fresh fruit. And so we went through the seasons of the year and different fruits and what they meant and how we could apply the principles to our lives as mums. We had five-star families, growing yours from good to great, and that was a wonderful theme. And I think all of us here at Southside were involved with our shining like stars in the universe. And then we went on, I can't read that, 2007. Fresh air, that's correct. And that was another wonderful theme about our homes and how our homes can be made places where people feel welcome, and we reach out and then we launch our children. Living fully from the place we call home is another home factor. Begin here and go there. And that was developing again the idea of our responsibility as parents of discipling our children to launch them out into the world so that they can to live well and live full and whole lives. Adventures in mothering, that we took the theme of a theme park and we went on the roller coaster ride of mothering and we went on a Ferris wheel and all of those fun things. But the adventures of mothering, do you think mothering is an adventure? Do you think parenting is an adventure? And it's often the roller coaster ride, isn't it? And we talked through those areas as well. and then back to this year, our theme, as Joe said. Since then, just very quickly, MOPS is now about, I think we're running at about 100, just over 100 groups in Australia, and it's represented in every state of Australia. And so MOPS SIC here is part of this Australia-wide ministry. We're not just on our own, and we have wonderful resources from MOPS Australia, which they send us each year, and that enables us to have some tracks to run on for our groups. We also have Teen MOPS running in Gladstone, with a lot of teenage mums there, and a number of young girls with their children have the opportunity of getting together with their distinct needs as single mums. And so we run a Teens MOPS. And then we've just started in Bundaberg, Queensland, our MOPS Next. And you think, what is MOPS Next? That's a bit of a tongue twister. MOPS, when your children turn 5, you either decide to have another baby to stay in MOPS, or you change your ministry within MOPS. But a lot of the MOPS mums feel that they need to leave then, and there's nowhere else for them to have that lovely rich fellowship that they've enjoyed. And so MOPS Next has been created in a slightly different format, but it's where the mums of primary age children and above can get together and have that same fellowship and encouragement. What about SIC MOPS? Well, we have in this room about 25 to 30 mums meeting every second Wednesday. We have the table set up, and Anna does a fantastic job with the hospitality side. We have a lovely morning tea for our mums with our theme for the morning. Then we have our speaker. Then we have our discussion groups around the theme for the morning, and we do a creative activity, and then the mums pick up the children and they are able to go home. The purpose of all of this, again, is building relationships. We have between 35 and 40 children, and without our carers, we cannot run this ministry. The children love coming to MOPS, unless they've got a sore throat or a toothache or something like that. Most of our children just love coming to MOPS, and our carers just do an amazing job of teaching and pouring their lives into these children. Many of these children don't have that opportunity in the same way, and so we count it a real privilege to be able to have this time with the children at their own level. Our ratio, I want you to hear this, our ratio is one carer to a maximum of 3 children in our babies and toddlers rooms, and a maximum of one carer to a maximum of 5 children in our kindy room. Can you add up the maths and know how many carers we need each Wednesday morning when we run MOPS? It's big, isn't it? But it's fantastic. But we need you. We need any of you, mums, dads, students, young people. If you have a desire to be involved in ministry to children, then I really want to ask you to consider seriously becoming a carer at MOPS. You will need to get a blue card, but that is the only need you have, apart from loving the Lord Jesus and being able to minister to the children. Our purpose here is to bring our mums one step closer to Jesus as they come to our MOPS morning. So let me tell you, we have mums from China, Korea, Malaysia, New Zealand, the US, Aussies, Hong Kong, Singapore, South Africa, and I'm sure I've missed one or two. But that's our history. Does that give you an idea of this amazing organisation that we have the privilege of belonging to, and we want to serve the Lord with our whole hearts?